Haha, you guessed it. Today's episode is all about love. Loving you is easy because you make beautiful things. I know that's not the lyric, but I do want to talk about love. I do want to talk about relationships. I'm Swain. Today's episode of The Starting Block is all about creative couples, two people who make things and put things out in the universe, and they come together, and there's this beautiful alchemy. Or is there this beautiful alchemy? I think there is. And I thought this was an interesting topic to tackle because I know so many people who have creative partners, and that has to be an extra level of fulfillment in the relationship, an extra level of compatibility and support and encouragement. Or is it? I keep saying that as if it's not that, but it really is that. My guest today is Francis Vallejo, who is an illustrator, and his girlfriend, El Shima, who is a former model and now a model coordinator. And I met the both of them in person at Spectrum Live, the very first Spectrum Live. As a matter of fact, Shima was doing some modeling on the floor of the show, and many of the artists there were doing portraits of her. And anyway, it was great to meet them in person. It is great to have both of them on the mic. I interviewed Francis once before, years ago, and now he is back, and he is back with Shima, and they are talking about their relationship. They are talking about making it as a couple. They are talking about some of the ups and downs. They are talking about encouraging one another and being supportive of one another, and it is a great, great peek into the lives of two creative people who are a couple. So please enjoy Francis and El Shima. And every time that we...
Hey Swain, I'm El Shima. I am model coordinator at the College for Creative Studies, and I've been actually a model for 7 years prior. And I'm originally from Austin, Texas, and now reside in Detroit, Michigan with Francis.
Good alley-oop.
Yeah.
My name's Francis Vallejo. What's up, Swain? We initially podcasted together 7 years ago, so good to be back. But I'm an illustrator and instructor at the College for Creative Studies, also in Detroit, Michigan. So we have some questions that hopefully we can answer for you. So number one is, how did myself and Shima meet, and how did our shared creative interests play a part? Well, they absolutely played a part, because we would have never met if Shima wasn't early in her career pursuing modeling, and I got a position in Austin, Texas, where she was located for the art department, which was an offshoot of the Illustration Academy at the time. And I was tasked, amongst other things, with running the figure drawing aspect of things. So to find models, my only thought was to go on the website Model Mayhem and make a post saying that, you know, I'm looking for models, because I think I got there 1 week and we had to start figure modeling the next. So in the interim, I had to find all these models, and I was kind of stressed out. So one of the models that messaged me out of the blue was
yours truly,
Shima. What did you say?
In the message?
Yeah.
I pretty much, because he made a posting about, you know, what he was looking for and needing for the teaching aspect at TAD, and I was very fascinated with it, so I decided to reach out and say, I'm very curious and intrigued on what you have to offer, pretty much.
Basically, that was the language, right? And she thinks it's funny that we met online. I mean, sort of, but I mean, sort of. I don't know. But anyway, so she came like a week later to pose for a portrait for everybody. And when she walked in, she had on, I was expecting just straightforward clothes.
I didn't know how to dress.
I think I said just wear like black or something, because it was just a portrait. So you had on like a cocktail dress.
Yeah, and pretty much.
You were driving around the neighborhood for like an hour?
I got there like super early because I was unsure of like what this whole thing was about. What did I just sign myself to do? And especially like I didn't know what Francis Vallejo looked like. All I found was like 3D renderings of a portrait of himself, which kind of looked more creepy than anything else. So I was really like tip and toe in going through the room and everything.
And what did you think when you see me?
Oh, when I seen you? Well, you came up from, like, the computer, because I'm like, hey, I'm looking for Francis, and, like, you're like, you turned your body around, and you're like, oh, I'm Francis, and immediately I'm like, that's a good-looking guy.
Oh, my goodness. she's playing it up for the show. But, I mean, I thought the same thing, you know, I'm like, okay, hi, you know, but, you know, I was a scholar, gentleman, and professional. I had to be, because I couldn't have one of my first models to get to it. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, you know, you posed, and I actually kept my distance. You know, I was like, I overcompensated and let my my good bud, Orlando Sanchez, who was in the studio at the time and helping me with the figure modeling, talk to you a lot more.
Yeah, the only word exchange I had with Francis for a good 6 months was, okay, this is what we're going to do, these are the type of poses, and then here's your check. And that was pretty much it.
Basically, yeah, you know. And after the 6 months, we decided, like, okay, maybe we can go out for a date, which we did. But, you know, I told her, well, you can't work here anymore. And she didn't, because that'd be a conflict of interest. And I think that was the right thing to do. So I knew up front, you know, with the first, I don't know, romantic gesture, she was willing to drop the job to go out with me. So I thought, well, at least she likes me a bit. That was pretty cool.
Modeling, figure modeling, Francis, you know, some things weigh more heavier than others.
And after 8 years, you run a figure modeling initiative at the school, and I still teach figure modeling. So, you know, not that much has changed.
It's kind of looped back around over the years. Yeah, so we'll get to number two. What is one cool thing about being in a relationship with another creative, and what's one frustrating thing? So I feel like I'm obligated to answer this question because, I mean, Francis can obviously add his input too, but as far as for me, I'll start with the cool thing. When I met Francis, I was 18, 19, and so I didn't really have much of a background in art in general other than what education at schools provided me and maybe friends here and there, but it was very stereotypical and just not really broad, or it was very broad. So meeting Francis and him entering the world of, you know, what a life of an illustrator is, I've learned so many artists that have like been a life-changing experience, knowing that there's these ideas of composition and values and lack of lighting and so much stuff that is way past my brain capacity. But being with him has educated me so much further into a world I never really understood even prior to knowing Francis. As far as a frustrating thing, there are times where Francis will be so heavy into his world of art that I can't even keep up with him. He'll start name-dropping just inspirational artists that it's just so hard for me to remember, and like 2 weeks from now he'll have another favorite artist and go back and forth and just dropping all these awesome gems, but in my mind it's like so much information all at once. So it's kind of a bittersweet little thing that Francis has in his world.
I think you're being nice. I mean, there's
I am being nice. I'm just
well, yeah, I mean, well, there's times I'm heavy in my project, and we've talked about you know, me being distant. Not so much when I'm with you, but just the percentage of time I'm with you drops dramatically, especially I just finished a project, and I want to shift how I handle my career a bit, just so that I don't turn into a hermit in the last 25% of a project, because that is almost like guaranteed to happen, whether it's a really long project or a real quick one. That last 25% chunk, I tend to overdo it. So that has to be frustrating.
Yeah, I didn't know if you wanted to get deep and truthful on this, or if you want to just like keep things, you know, slightly sugarcoated.
I mean, that's probably something that, you know, a lot of creative relationships have to deal with, because usually artists are pretty obsessive about their work.
I for sure agree. Yeah, it when Francis is in mid project, it's literally like you said, he's a hermit. He closes his door and just is in there for a good solid 8 hours, comes out to use the El Baño and maybe get some food if he remembers to eat by that point. So yeah, that is the frustrating thing. One frustrating thing, I guess. But, you know, I've managed, how many big projects have you had since for 8 years? Like at least a good 5 mega ones?
Somewhere. Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, but...
But that's not something that I necessarily think is a must. We've talked a lot and explored what we can do moving forward, so art doesn't have to get in the way of the relationship. I think it should enrich it. It shouldn't get in the way. And what what I've looked into, and I love reading autobiographies, is that there's so many successful people, male or female, tend to make their career the first person in the relationship, and then the actual person they're in a relationship with second place. And I see that over and over and over and over and over and over. And that's no good. I mean, that sucks, right? You know, so I don't want to reach my career goals at the expense of you know, quality time in our relationship. I don't think that's fair to Shima. And I probably, even though I get career success, I'm missing out relationship success. And that's not cool. You know, I don't want that. So I think there can be a place where my work can coexist with still being a good partner. And I haven't got there yet, but I don't want to accept the idea that it's one or the other. I think both can exist, and we're trying to still figure it out, but we're making progress.
Oh, yeah.
All right, number three is, does having shared sensibilities in this way lead to more compatibility? I think so. I think that I can be tough to date in some ways, and when you first meet me, I'm just imagining meeting a random girl, which, you know, if Shima didn't exist, and you know, that'll never happen, right? But just in theoretically, right? You know, I'm 32-year-old guy. A big part of my lifestyle involves engaging and working directly with nude people, and there's probably a good chunk of gals out there that might not be into that at all.
Well, if I can, like, add my little bit to that. It was funnier more when I was a model, but there was a period where, for at least a good 7 years, Francis drew naked people for a living.
And nude people.
Huh?
Nude.
Sorry. Well, sorry, the terminology. Nude, undraped human anatomy. Francis would literally do that for a living, and myself would pose nude for, you know, photographers and a variety of projects and stuff. So we had that already automatic, like, shared similar work ethics and just things that we had to do to survive, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and more vocally, were your fans and people that followed your work, one of the biggest questions is, what does your boyfriend think? Because the expectation is that I was going to be super jealous and not be into it. But I was actually, if I may say so, pretty awfully supportive and helped you book a lot of the nude gigs, which that the idea of the boyfriend helping the girlfriend book nude modeling gigs doesn't, you know, that sounds kind of crazy to probably a chunk of the population.
He was even super excited when I was on Playboy once in the very past lifetime.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess the 13-year-old me would be like, oh, dang. But, yeah, you know, I think the understanding between each other is a big deal. Shima's only known me as an artist. I've only known her as a model and in the creative industries, and you're pursuing more like costuming and everything now, but that's the only way we knew each other, and we've met each other at the beginnings of each of our careers, and we've seen the huge amount of struggles and growth we've had in our industries.
So many peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
A lot of PB&J, yeah. So, you know, that was important, right? There's just an extreme amount of understanding, and it's helped us stay strong.
And it's also helped that we both really love dogs, and our dog Akira too. I had to throw in there.
Well, I think she's whining for a run in the background. So I wanted to mention one thing that I've noticed is that I think what really helps is that we don't work in the same industry. In the sense of if Shima was an illustrator and I was an illustrator, I could see that being complicated. I don't think, of course, that that's impossible. And I directly can name successful male and female illustrators.
Or if Francis was a model.
Or if I was a model. Well, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, I mean, if we were in the same industries, and I know couples are, and they seem to have really strong relationships. But in my head, I can see that being tough. But in our circumstances, what we do is different enough that there's crossover, but you know what I'm saying? I'm not articulating it well, but I just there's enough space between what we do that we can each have our own niche and our own space and our fields. Because if we were both trying to do like realistic painting,
it would be like ego too. Like it wouldn't be pushing our right, egos yeah. against each other and stuff like that, because we do the exact same similar thing.
Right, right.
So our egos aren't really pushed at all.
That's what we got. So Swain, hopefully that was cool, man. So yeah. Thanks for having us, and we're about to go get a Christmas tree.
Yes, 'tis the season. I totally need it. Okay, sorry.
All right, Swain. Hopefully we can see you soon, man. Take care.
Thanks.